WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special election, North Korea condemned. I'm Elliot Francis. The stakes are high at a U.S. House runoff election in Georgia today, John Lawrence reports.
It's a political battle between former Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel.
I feel great. Very, very encouraged by things.
And political newcomer John Ossoff.
It is the home stretch, y'all. You can feel it.
Handel and Ossoff are fighting for Georgia's 6th congressional district, the seat held by former Congressman Tom Price, now President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. Political analysts say this election could have implications for next year's national midterms and be viewed as a referendum on the Trump White House thus far. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump is condemning the brutality of the North Korean regime after the death of Otto Warmbier. The 22-year-old died Monday, just days after being returned to the U.S. in a coma following 17 months in a North Korean prison. Doctors say the condition that brought the coma on is unknown. I'm Elliot Francis. Major questions went unanswered Monday during a somewhat odd White House press briefing. Bob Costantini explains.
At a no microphones, no cameras briefing, presidential spokesman Sean Spicer said it is possible there might be an answer by the end of the week to whether the president actually does have recordings of conversations with now-fired FBI Director James Comey. Capitol Hill committees want to hear them if they do exist, since Comey's testimony alleging pressure from the president regarding the Russia investigation was directly denied by Mr. Trump. Also not cleared up whether or not the president is indeed under investigation by the special counsel for obstruction of justice. As he tweeted Friday, an assertion a personal attorney for the president denied repeatedly Sunday. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Australia says it's suspending airstrikes into Syria following the U.S. downing of a Syrian military jet over the weekend and subsequent threats by Russia. The Australian Defense Force released a statement saying strike operations into Syria have temporarily ended as a precautionary measure. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The cleanup continues this morning across our area after powerful storms yesterday caused trees and power lines to come down across the area. One Montgomery County neighborhood in particular was hard hit.
A number of houses in Silver Spring's Northwood Park neighborhood were damaged by falling trees during yesterday afternoon's storm. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says in more than one case, people won't be returning to their homes.
They have pretty significant damage. Trees fell, and there's a lot of debris, large limbs and trees down throughout this neighborhood for a couple block area.
Perringer says there are at least two homes that will wind up being condemned after trees basically split them in half. No one was seriously injured. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County police say road rage, not a hate crime, is the explanation for the murder of a teenage girl on Sunday. Nabra Hassanan and some friends were leaving a sleepover at a nearby mosque early Sunday to get a bite to eat. Darwin Martinez Torres apparently became angry because one of the teens was riding his bike in the street.
He was armed with a baseball bat. He then began chasing the group. Torres was able to catch Nabra.
Police spokeswoman Julie Parker says Torres hit the girl with the bat, abducted her, and killed her. He's being held without bail, and ICE has now placed a detainer on him. One Republican member of Congress was so shaken by the shootings last week in Alexandria that he's now calling for lawmakers to arm themselves. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, who was at the practice field when the shootings happened, plans to introduce a bill this week to allow members of Congress to carry concealed weapons anywhere they go, with some exceptions. Ed Gillespie, who won the GOP nomination for governor of Virginia last week, is calling for a series of 10 debates with Democrat Ralph Northam before November. 4 years ago, the candidates for governor had 3 debates. The year before the election before that, there were 4. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,529. The Nasdaq at 6,239. Sports, the Nats blow a 6-run lead and lose to Miami. The Indians clobber the Orioles for their 6th win in a row. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Bryce Harper.
Harper to right.
His homer launched an opening day rally.
See you later.
Hit for the Social Cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. The Nationals.
He's going to clear the bases.
Outscoring everyone in baseball.
And there's 2 runs for the Nats.
Hit for the Social Cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series concludes tomorrow morning at 11:30 on Masson.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
2 work zones around the Maryland Beltway, but not causing any delays. So be careful because you are coming upon this at speed. First, through Bethesda and towards Silver Spring. This is going to be the inner loop of the Beltway just as you pass 355 toward Connecticut Avenue. Still have the 2 left lanes blocked. In fact, I'm watching the work crews head backing up through that stretch so then they can eventually pick up the cones. So only the 2 right lanes get by. Again, inner loop between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. Out of loop for fine from College Park and around toward 270. A second work zone had been on the Beltway inner loop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, along the left as well. And they were clearing that from the roadway again up at speed through that stretch. No problems to report on 270 early on. We have a report of a tree that was down on 66 eastbound, the ramp that would take you into Falls Church onto 29 Lee Highway. So use caution in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking forecast right on through midweek. Temperatures will be down just a hair today, so will the humidity. The cloud around this morning, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy today. Good looking day, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 70. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures will be into the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Chantilly, 68 in Silver Spring, 69 degrees in Washington. Georgia voters go to the polls today in a race seen as a referendum on President Trump. See a video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 6:35 is Peter Brooks. He's a senior fellow in National Security Affairs, and he is going to talk to us about the U.S. shooting down that Syrian plane, and now Russia's responding, and then the U.S. is responding, and oh boy, what a mess. At 8:05, Scott Greer, the deputy editor of the Daily Caller, to discuss the death of Otto Warmbier. So, so sad. We'll get the details from him. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL here on Saturdays. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese. Vince, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you survive the storms yesterday?
I did. They were. It's crazy. Not often that you see and hear such dramatic lightning in downtown D.C., and that's what we got yesterday. We got a huge flash, and all of a sudden it was very dark. All of our TVs went out. No satellite reception in the newsroom. Very bad.
It was crazy. And it was interesting, depending on where you were. You know, it was awful downtown. Yet, if you were where I am in Chevy Chase, the wind was... I brought my plants in, just in case.
Yeah.
You know, the wind was crazy. And we got some lightning, nothing horrible, not like what they got downtown. And the rain was going sideways, and then it all stopped. And that was it. And then there was the report of the tornado in Silver Spring.
Right.
So it was so, depending on where you are, it's amazing how different it is, not that far apart.
Bizarre weather. Every so often, D.C. just has a very bizarre weather day. And yesterday was one of them.
But I love it, though. I sat there and just watched it. Had the shade, because I'm on the 14th floor, so I had the blinds open, and I just sat there and watched. I love it. I just sat there.
It was a spectator sport for you yesterday.
It is. I enjoy it until it gets too scary.
Well, I tell you what. Let's move on to scariness here.
Yes, well, since we're talking about D.C.
D.C. scariness. Yesterday, Democrats did their solid best to try and what the New York Times calls gum up the works related to the Republicans' health care efforts. So the task of passing a health care bill is now in the hands of the Senate. And the Republican Party is doing its best to try and come up with its alternative. Now, that alternative is being crafted behind closed doors right now. And it has been for weeks since the House passed its version of a health care bill. And that's creating some complications and headaches for Senate Republicans who are trying to get this passed. They would like to get it passed before the July 4th recess, meaning they have very little time now to get something done. And there's a chance that we're going to see a Senate version of the health care bill and have it voted on within seconds. I mean, there's a real window here that we could instantly be... this thing could come out and Senate Republicans could sprint to vote on it in no time. And Democrats are upset about that for a number of reasons. Clearly, they're trying to put pressure on Republicans. They hate the House-passed health Republican bill. And they're demanding that Republicans make public the process and what's contained within it. So we already know that the CBO scored the American Health Care Act negatively. It said something like 23 million people would be, fewer people would be insured over, I believe, a decade. And you've got, you know, the Medicaid expansion just not up to par. They're seeing cuts to Medicaid that they're not happy with. So all of that is leading Democrats to being very upset with the bill. There's a lot of disagreement among Republicans. President Trump, behind closed doors, has reportedly referred to the House-passed bill as mean, even though he was the guy who welcomed members of Congress to the White House for, like, an incredible celebration after they passed it in the House. So the question is, now, are you worried that Republicans are going to make the same mistake that Democrats have made with Obamacare, which is to say, the process was too secretive. They rushed to get it done. They voted on something that the American people, nevertheless, other members of Congress, didn't have enough time to consider. And we were left with a radical altering of the of one-sixth of our entire economy. Are you concerned? Would you like to see this bill get a little bit of oxygen time for you to consider it? Forget the lawmakers. For you to consider it. For you to have a chance to see it and say, yeah, this is what I like. I remember Rand Paul said that he wanted just to do a repeal. He's like, forget all these other changes. He's like, we agree on repeal. So what do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you worried at all, Mary?
Well, of course I'm worried. It's Washington. And it's the Republicans. They're going to screw it up somehow. That's what Republicans do. They have the power, and they're going to squander it, and they're going to screw this up. Here's the thing. There is no perfect plan. There's no such thing as a perfect health care plan. That's number one. Number two, I'm with Rip. I don't think the government should be involved in this at all. I just don't think this is the government's job, which is probably three quarters of the reason as to why they're so terrible at it. I just don't think the government should be involved in my health care. So I'm on Rand Paul's team as far as that goes. However, I am realistic enough to realize that once you give the government that power to make those decisions in your life, they're never going to give it up. So now they're saddled with health care, and we're saddled with the government handling our health care. You're never going to come up with a law to make everybody happy. You're just not. The current law we have now makes, I don't know, 23 million people who now have insurance, which is amazing since only 11 million were without insurance beforehand, right? So I'm not quite sure how 23 million got insurance through Obamacare since only 11 million didn't have insurance before. So I'm not good at math, but that just doesn't work for me.
The contention is not that 23 will lose it, but 23 million fewer people will have it. You're not going to have people that are losing it outright. It's like new additions to the market. 23 million fewer people will have insurance over the course of 10 years.
But with the plan we have now, there are a lot of people who have insurance but no health care. And that's the problem, is we equate insurance with health care, and they're not the same.
Good point.
You know, right now, there's a lot of people, including myself, who saw my premiums and my deductibles
yeah.
rise to such a point. I have to spend $17,000 out of pocket before my insurance even kicks in. So I'm super happy that there are other people who can now go to the doctor anytime they want because they pay $100 for their insurance. But the rest of us who are paying $17,000 now, we can't afford to go to the doctor. So we got to stop equating the two. But here's the deal. I think no matter what happens, the Democrats are going to scream and whine and yell.
Yeah.
They are. Am I afraid of the Republicans doing the same thing, of passing a bill that they don't have time to read? Absolutely. I'm absolutely afraid of them doing that. Or putting up a bill that they don't have time to read. I'm afraid of them doing that. They're not giving themselves enough time. Why are they rushing this through? Is it because they want to take vacation in August? Cry me a river, sweetheart. Work in August like the rest of us. Why are we rushing? Why is July 4th the deadline? It seems so arbitrary. Why?
So what do you think? Should Republicans take their time on this thing?
Yes.
Should they leave it open for a little bit just to give some consideration to the American public? Or are you tired of Obamacare and you just want this thing repealed and you don't care what's in that bill? You trust Republicans. You're happy with whatever Republicans come up with. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 515 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have a couple of things early on here. Let's begin Maryland, northbound 3015. Right as you come up to the split, that's report of a crash. Northbound as you come up to Shortcut Road. And I really am seeing here these delays growing as you come through the Brandywine Crossing area. So be prepared for that. Cruise at the scene again. Northbound 3015 right at the split. All right, around the Beltway. Looks like they're trying to get the work zone picked up. It's not causing any delays. Maryland Beltway and Bethesda on the inner loop as you pass 355 before Connecticut Avenue. Two left lanes are blocked. Crews are out there trying to pick up the barrels that are blocking those left lanes of that stretch of the Beltway. 270 early on here. Frederick down to the Beltway looks good. 66, we have a report of a tree on the exit ramp from eastbound 66 to 29 Lee Highway, partially blocking the ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today it's sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 88 degrees. Tonight there'll be a few clouds. It'll be low around 70. Tomorrow we'll get some intervals of cloud and sunshine with a high near 90 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
All right, so Republicans continue to craft this thing behind closed doors, meaning the health care bill, that the Senate version of this. Chuck Schumer saying yesterday, look, Republicans are writing their health care bill under the cover of darkness because they are ashamed of it. Ashamed of it. That's Chuck Schumer's job to put things that way. But the key here is, do you want to know what's in the Republican health care bill on the Senate side? The House has already passed one. We can see it in public. You can review it. The CBO has scored it. You can consider it. Now, the Senate is offering its version of it, and they're going to hope to see if they can't put these two things together and get them in front of President Trump eventually. But right now, you know, I want to know from you, is your sense that, like, look, I don't even care. I trust the Senate Republicans to take this. It can't be worse than the House health care bill, whatever. Let's just get something out. Let's repeal Obamacare and move on. Or do you want to be able to see what's in this thing? Because it's a lot more than just repealing Obamacare. That the stuff they're quibbling over is a lot more than just... If it was just simply repealing Obamacare, the conversation would be easy. Republicans would already be done with it. But it sounds like they're doing a lot more, whether it's like quibbling over how much they're going to cut Medicaid and a lot of other things, how they're going to handle tax credits. So I'm of the opinion, by the way, that Republicans need to present to the American public what they're up to eventually. I respect the fact that they need to get this thing done under a secret process for now in the beginning, because, you know, it takes like some time to like kind of workshop it and get it into a workable presentation form that you bring it out to the public and be like, okay, this is our first draft. What do you think? Let's go to Stan from Harper's Ferry, who kicks us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Stan, welcome.
Good morning. I was just saying, if the politicians would have done what they promised us when they got elected they would do, which is repeal Obamacare, we wouldn't be having this discussion, number one. But number two, they should just leave it the way the House wrote it and pass it through the way it is, and then they wouldn't have this problem about behind closed doors and sneaky deals either.
Yeah, that was we knew in sort of the hours after, Stan, that the Senate wasn't even going to pick up the House version of this bill, because they wanted to pass their own thing. And again, it's not helping Republicans, or it might, depending on your position, if you're a moderate, but it's not helping Republicans that the President of the United States called the bill mean behind closed doors. And Democrats, the House health care bill, and Democrats are already seizing that and taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. Part of me, the passive aggressive part of me, wants the Republicans to hand the Democrats back exactly what they gave them last time around. So the passive aggressive part of me wants the Republicans to keep it behind closed doors and give Democrats exactly the same amount. They're all going to vote against it anyway. It doesn't matter what's in the bill. Every single Democrat's going to vote against it. That's exactly what's going to happen. Unfortunately for the Republicans, there are a lot of Republicans who are going to vote against it too, because Republicans don't stand together the way Democrats do. So I think the more time they take with this, the better off they're going to be.
And as we keep losing state exchanges, and I mean, it's crazy.
Let it implode. Let it implode.
And the president of the United States has already said that it's doomed. But anything that touches it, they don't want to help out with Democrats. That is Joe from D.C. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mulser.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
So my question is this. So the Republicans ran on the platform Obamacare and how they were going to change it, what they were going to do to make it better for the American people. I know my wife and I pay dearly every month for health care and have many restrictions on what we can and can't do. So my thought process is this. Either you're going to do it or you're not. And I agree with what you said, cry me a river. I work around the clock. And when I have work on my plate, I get it done. So to tell me that you're going to rush this before July 4th, you're going to disappoint a lot of people that voted for the Republicans on the promise of what they were going to get done. So if they don't get this done, they're just going to open up the door for other parties to take over and keep going forward and look back and say, I told you they weren't any good.
Joe, would you be for just a clean repeal of Obamacare? Just like, hey, let's go back to the status quo and start from there?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things in it that I don't understand that I'm really not up to date on, because really you have to be a lawyer to decipher what's in these bills and the health care. So to the average Joe, it's very difficult for me to understand what they're doing.
Well, here's a simple question for you, Joe. Was your health care better before or after Obamacare, and was it cheaper before or after Obamacare?
Well, it's the same. Right now it's the same. My wife and I are paying dearly for health care.
Yes.
And I don't see any change in it yet. But they said they were going to fix this to make it better for everybody. Now, when you talk about Medicare and you have the elderly that are deciding whether to get their medicine or eat, you really need to fix that. And if you really want my true opinion, once you hit 65, maybe 70, you shouldn't have to pay for health care at all.
That's just not even close to realistic. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy expensive.
522 now on WMAL.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. I actually lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're struggling a bit here for our Brandywine commuters on 301 northbound as you come up to Shortcut Road. That's right before you get to the split for 3015. With the crash, initially had one lane blocked with more fire and rescue units. Looks like they're stopping traffic here, hopefully momentarily, as they try to rearrange some of the vehicles. But again, 301 just did a crawl heading north through Brandywine to this crash at Shortcut Road. Now, let's get you up to the Beltway once you get there. No problems at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Looks like they've wrapped up the roadwork Beltway near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews have been picking up the last of the cones. Beltway leaving Bethesda into Silver Spring. Interloop between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. They were along the left side. And for 270, a little bit of volume at the Monocacy, again in Hyattstown. And no problems, but the volume reported here. I'm looking at the slowdowns. Virginia 95, Fort Aquia, and again in the Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees here on WMAL, 526. We're talking about this health care bill and whether or not we'll ever see it, whether it's going to see the light of day before the Senate gets it out, or it's going to come out and quickly be voted on. We'll find out. Mike from Virginia, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Kind of in response to asking your last caller about, you know, just a clean slate going back to status quo.
Right.
If they could, that'd be great. Insurance beforehand, before Obamacare, was a lot cheaper. There was a wider range of selection for doctor, for services. And then afterwards, me being with two different private employers, you could definitely see how the government, through Obamacare, was going to push for people to be for higher rates because their companies are going to have to subsidize more, and eventually it hit the point where they say, you know what, we can't offer private insurance to us anymore. You're going to have to go in the government system, and then eventually that leads to single payer.
Yeah, and that's ultimately been the plan. As long as we can get the public option eventually and then get the single-payer system, it's all a step along the process.
Which, by the way, we have, for those of you who want it, we have single-payer government run. It's called the VA.
527 now on WMAL.
For only one more week, Genuso, with its immediate effects, is 50% off. That's a half-price clearance. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and if you order Genuso for bags and puffiness right now, you'll also get the Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Wait, now's the perfect time for that, right? Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You'll be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin, and the bags and puffiness under your eyes, well, they'll be gone thanks to Genucel. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, face, and body. I use it and I love it. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion free while supplies last. Call or click now. Shipping is also free. For this 1 week only clearance sale, go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Offensive speech had a big victory yesterday in the Supreme Court. And boy, does that have some ramifications for our Washington Redskins. That's straight ahead. But right now, WMAL News is next here at 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Acumulus Station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Storms caused some serious damage in our area yesterday, especially in the Northwood Park area of Silver Spring.
Now we do have several homes that are uninhabitable. They have pretty significant damage. Trees fell on. There's a lot of debris, large limbs and trees down throughout this neighborhood for a couple block area.
County Fire Spokesman Pete Perringer says a couple of homes in that neighborhood were literally split in half by falling trees. A teenage girl's death in Northern Virginia Sunday is being blamed not on a hate crime, but on road rage.
It appears the suspect became so enraged over this traffic argument that it escalated into deadly violence.
Fairfax Police Spokeswoman Julie Parker says the suspect, 22-year-old Darwin Martinez-Torres, attacked 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan with a baseball bat. Torres is now being held without bail, and ICE has placed a detainer on him. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the Trump administration must respond forcefully to the death of UVA student Otto Warmbier.
I think we do need to file a formal protest with the North Koreans demanding that we find out what the circumstances were for what happened with this individual in prison. Clearly, that's where the damage was done. We need to find out why that happened and then take appropriate action against that government.
Warmbier died yesterday, just days after coming home in a coma after being freed by North Korea. The most expensive house race in U.S. history comes to a conclusion today as voters in suburban Atlanta go to the polls in a special congressional election. Republican Karen Handel is trying to win a seat that's been in GOP hands since 1979. Democrat John Ossoff is trying to pull off an upset. And four Prince George's County School Board members have signed a letter calling for an investigation into charges of widespread systemic corruption that they say has inflated graduation rates since 2014. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,529, the NASDAQ at 6239. Sports, the Marlins fight their way back from a 6-run deficit to beat the Nationals. The Indians crush the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 cars for kids. Cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top performing home buyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both, We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their health care benefits. Working with governments to expand access to health care coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early delays trying to push through Brandywine going northbound 5301 right as you come up to Shortcut Road with scene of the crash. Now, as I check this out, looks like everything should be to the shoulder here. If anything, the left lane crowded. So northbound 301 as you come up to the split at Shortcut Road for the crash. Again, that's the focal point of the delays, obviously, because that's where the accident is. Beyond, you're wide open. Now, once up onto the Beltway, no problems, Maryland or Virginia. In fact, the inner loop past 355, that work zone looks like that's cleared. All the cones put to the shoulder. No delay. Coming in from the west, 66 out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway runs without any incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. Little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today, 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Herndon, 69 in Bethesda, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Oh, we've got so much coming up ahead this morning. 8:05, Scott Greer at the Daily Caller to talk about Otto Warmbier. And 8:35, we have Larry Kudlow swinging by.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Sorry, Vince Colonnay's here along with Mary Walter. Sorry, Mary, I'm just got to get this second cup of coffee going.
You need your coffee. Do you know who that is? Have you ever heard this music before?
Are you kidding? This is my jam. This is the Slants.
Oh, I didn't know you were a fan. I had no idea.
This is the Slants song.
You know, the Slants are in the news. I'd never heard of them before. So I went and checked out their music. It's actually pretty good. I checked out some of their music. I heard one piece, and I said, I'm going to check out some more, and they're actually pretty good. Well, they're in the news. They are an Asian American rock group, and they wanted to name themselves The Slants. Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
I think I get it.
And they wanted to trademark their name. Well, they were turned down in 2011 by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because they said the name was disparaging to Asians. So The Slants took this all the way to the Supreme Court. To the Supremes. The Slants took it to the Supremes. Music joke. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled in their favor, and they said that this law that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has, where they don't allow you to register, trademark what they claim to be an offensive name, violates free speech, and therefore the trademark should be granted. It was anonymous. It was unanimous.
They were so scared of giving their opinion. It was anonymous.
It was a unanimous opinion. And Gorsuch did not weigh in on this. It was an eight-member court because this went before them before he officially joined the court. Mm-hmm. So Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "The idea that the government may restrict speech expressing ideas that offend strikes at the heart of the First Amendment. Speech that demeans on the basis of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, age, disability, or any other similar background is hateful, but the proudest boast of our free speech jurisprudence is that we protect the freedom to express the thought that we hate." Which is interesting. This is what we have talked about so many times on the show. The idea of tolerance. And I get into it all the time with people, you know, saying to people, especially on the left, going, just because you don't like what someone has to say doesn't mean you have the right to shut them down. It's called tolerance. Get over it, Cupcake. You preach tolerance. Well, this is tolerance of opinion. This is tolerance of diversity of opinion. And it is our very First Amendment. It's important.
And especially in an age where so many people will equate uncomfortable ideas with hateful ones,
mm-hmm.
where we can't, you know, use the phrase illegal immigrant, for instance, or just like, I don't know, just matter-of-fact phrases like that. Without being considered to be hateful. Like, that was hateful. That was offensive that you said that. Well, grow up. I mean, the whole point is, you know, to try and be matter of fact. Some people say offensive things to be offensive. But ultimately, that's all protected under the First Amendment. And that's what the Supreme Court found yesterday in this ruling, that the government needs to stop meddling with what, you know, what it considers appropriate or not. That's not for the government to decide. There's an unfettered right to free speech here. And the government should be on the side of protecting it. People have a right to make it. I'm amazed that, you know, this sucks. The whole legal process starts in 2011. How many bans have come and gone since, I mean, in a 6-year time frame? This is like, and I'm sure they were calling themselves the Slants before that. So maybe they've been around for a decade. If anything, maybe this has purchased them some longevity.
Well, maybe their grandchildren now can be in the band.
Because you just played the music, and I like
it.
It sounded great. But I knew about the Slants for years only because they were involved in a legal battle over their name.
Which is brilliant. Brilliant on their part, right? Because I had never heard of them before. But when there was a news clip and I, you know, the TMZ had some of their music up, so I listened to it. I said, wow, that's actually pretty good. So I went online and looked for more of their music.
And this is a useful case for the Supreme Court because it's, you know, okay, it's mildly offensive. It's a self-adopted term for an Asian American rock group. They call themselves the Slants. Great. It's a perfect test case for the Supreme Court to be like, look, this is freedom of speech, totally allowed. Nobody's hurt by this case. This is the right case for the court to take, and I think they did the right job taking it. Back in 2008, I won't even say the name of the group, just, I don't know, just out of propriety this morning at 5:42, but there was a lesbian biker group who also tried to get their case heard by the Supreme Court ultimately, but luckily had an appeals court rule that they were okay with their name.
And the name rhymes with bikes.
Yes.
Blank for bikes.
Motorcycles.
Right. They ride motorcycles. So you can figure it out. Another word for lesbian, ride for bicycle. But here's the justices made clear that speech in some views is racially offensive is protected not just against outright prohibition, but also against lesser restrictions. They said that the viewpoint discrimination is what they called it. Viewpoint discrimination, including against alleged racially offensive viewpoints, is unconstitutional. Which brings me to this.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail, victory.
So, all of these stories are talking about the Washington Redskins, because the Washington Redskins have been trying to trademark the team's name. And in 2014, they were denied their trademark. The trademark office registered the trademark in 67, 74, 78, and 90. But in 2014, they reversed course and they canceled 6 registrations, saying that they disparaged Native Americans.
Yeah.
So now this may change for the Washington Redskins.
Big victory. It's the same exact standard. So I think the Redskins walked away nicely from this yesterday. 5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. One of the most crucial military working dog missions in a deployed environment is explosive detection. Mission success often depends greatly on the bond between military working dog handlers and their canine counterparts. With this in mind, handlers often spend months developing trust with their canine partners in order to become a close-knit explosive detection team. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Join Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., integrative health and wellness expert, author of Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-To-Yourself program, and talk show host of Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL for a healthcare wellness town hall on Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt House in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Learn why structural, chemical, and emotional stress are three things that destroy health and create disease. Discover ways to optimize your health. Bring your health questions, too. This is a free event. Space is limited. To register, call 703-698-7117 or register at rozellecare.com. At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Myofascial Network's Musculoskeletal Pain on Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
And speaking of the Washington Redskins, remember, you can hear every Redskins game right here this season on WMAL. 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's our early delays, Vince, through Brandywine because of the crash. Northbound on 301 has come up to Shortcut Road, but they were able to get everything out of the travel lanes. But we do have this heavy volume as a result. Just can't shake it just yet. So 301, you need extra time heading up towards Shortcut Road. Now, let's get you elsewhere. In from the west, 66. Bit of volume here in Manassas, pretty much as expected through that stretch. Northbound, 28 out of Manassas Park. Have a lot of the stop and go as you push up toward 620, as that's New Braddock Road, and then up toward I-66. And on 95, through Aquia, slowing, again into Woodbridge. Heavy volume, just on the increase, but nothing reported along the stretches. Safe track, surge 16. We're underway on those red lines. A 5-mile stretch of the red line shut down between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, with two stations closed, Shady Grove and Rockville, and that's through Sunday evening. And right now, the reason I mention this, in addition, expect additional delays due to a power problem at the Wheaton station crews are dealing with. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good-looking forecast right on through midweek. Temperatures will be down just a hair today, so will the humidity. The cloud around this morning, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy today. Good-looking day, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 70. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures will be into the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
I don't think it's easy to grow up in the public eye. Well, she picked... It seems like she picked on the wrong person here, the wrong people here. Her brother walked in the Dolce & Gabbana Spring Men's Runway Show. Spring, yes. 2018 Men's Runway
but
Show.
But of course, who missed that?
Yes. And so afterwards, she went to Instagram to congratulate her brother, which I think is very nice. But she also, of course, at the same time, had to criticize Dolce & Gabbana. Why? Because they're right of center. And they have, we recently talked about how they're trolling haters because they dress Melania Trump, and they have no problem. They don't dress her. They're just not one of these designers who said, I don't want you wearing my clothes. So Melania wears Dolce & Gabbana, and she wears it beautifully.
I love that Melania Trump wearing clothing makes you a right of center designer.
Exactly.
Like, what is Melania supposed to do? Like, oh, she's wearing Sears overalls today.
But I'm never going to Sears again.
Right of center clothing line.
So they started this whole thing. We talked about it last year where they took the hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana. They use it and they put it on clothing with a heart, and they're selling the T-shirt now for, what did you say, $245?
$245.
Yeah, so they're totally trolling their haters. So,
like, good. Like, right. At least somebody's standing up for that.
Miley, so good old Miley's got to get involved because, you know, she can take on some kind of political wit, a political challenge. So she tweeted tweeted out, on Instagram she posted, P.S., after you know, praising her brother, P.S., DNG, I strongly disagree with your politics, .. but I do support your company's effort to celebrate young artists and give them the platform to shine their light for all to see. So Stefano Cabana hits back at her and says, we are Italian, and we don't care about politics, and mostly neither about the American ones. We make dresses, and if you think about doing politics with a post, it's simply ignorant. We don't need your posts or comments, so next time, please ignore us. Hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana. It's awesome.
Good for him. That sassy Italian designer.
I love that. That's fantastic. Also in the news, Patagonia. Now, this has been going on since the election.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was going on. Patagonia, based in California, so this shouldn't be a shock, but during the last election, they spent over $1 million for a Get Out the Vote campaign to defeat Trump and Republicans. And this is where, see, now, if they were doing it to support Trump and Republicans, they'd be out of business right now because the left would have organized a boycott. But the right doesn't boycott. They're not good boycotters, and I think we need to have a discussion about that. You really should be better at it. But the CEO, Rose Mercurio,
yes,
recently went after President Trump for his statements about rolling back President Obama's campaign. Remember, President Obama took a confiscated, they're calling it confiscation, state lands, and he made them national monuments. So now they can never be sold. You can't have, you know, grazing rights on them. There's all these things now that you can't do because he made them national monuments. And she has been at this since April. Well, she has now pledging to lead the resistance against President Trump. She says that private citizens retaking possession of state lands. She said that she's going to sue the Trump administration for their efforts to scale back that land grab. She said a president does not have the authority to rescind a national monument. An attempt to change the boundaries ignores the review process of cultural and historical characteristics and the public input. In addition to the lawsuit, she pledges Patagonia's profits to back pro-environmental candidates in states throughout the West.
That's great. So, well, Trump supporters always have North Face.
There you go. And Columbia.
Sorry, Patagonia. It's 5:51 now. Time for El Rushbone.
So over the weekend, CNN ran an article asking, why does America have so many hungry kids? They report over 13 million American households where kids go without food on a regular basis. Food insecure households is the term. Using poor people they interviewed as a platform, CNN offered two reasons why kids go hungry in America. The first is the government. The second is greed. The government's to blame because cumbersome regulations force restaurants and other establishments to throw away food that could be donated to the hungry. The second is greed. We don't help our neighbors. We Americans are a greedy, selfish, rotten people who want children to starve. CNN says America exports more food than any other nation. In other words, we're not taking care of our own children. A word to CNN. Some of us have been talking about the terrible consequences of government regulations for decades, so welcome to reality, late though you may be. But America, a greedy nation, that's not even close, CNN. Tens of thousands of churches and private charities run food banks and local outreach programs. For anyone needing any kind of assistance, taxpayers support 49 million people on food stamps, not to mention the millions of kids getting subsidies for school breakfast and lunch. We are the most giving nation on earth in human history, bar none. That is not greed. And what kind of blind do you have to be to see it?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
My friends, there is a common assumption about identity theft. Many people think it's just credit card fraud. But that's only one form of identity theft. And if you're just monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, you could miss other forms of identity theft, like your personal information being sold on the dark web, or even somebody draining your 401k. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. Or call them at 800-440-4833. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH. LifeLock.com/RUSH and save 10%.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job. And you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, D.C. As we head in through town, southeast, southwest freeway, no early trouble, so glad to see that. D.C. 295, the volume, Benning Road toward East Capitol Street as we push southbound. Reports of a stalled vehicle on New York Avenue, inbound right before you get to the light of Bladensburg Road, so use caution in that stretch. Through Brandywine, we get off to a slow start, unfortunately, but the crash out of the travel lanes. Northbound 301 at Shortcut Road, right as you come up to the split for 5301. That's where we have the accident activity, but again, you can get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Presently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Center for Disease Control.
I'm doing it. I'm testing for HIV.
I do it for my sisters.
To lead by example.
Knowing your HIV status allows you to stay healthy.
It's fast, free, and confidential.
Make HIV testing a part of your routine.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters. And that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again.
And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, high school competition, is it out of hand, or do we need that competition in order to drive kids to do their absolute best?
Yeah. And meanwhile, we've got air fights in Syria. Is that situation going to de-escalate? And what does it mean for our relationship with Russia? That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Right now, it's 6 o'clock and time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.